Good group work today. Go on, go home. You're all geniuses. And I expect that genius to shine through when you turn in your projects on Monday. Remember to coordinate with your partners. Three people playing Xbox while one types is not a team effort, guys. Oh, hey, you. Staying late to copy the board? No? Just need some time to yourself? Okay. Good job with your group today. I know your team did most of the talking, especially during the presentation, but I can tell who contributed what. The clever parts definitely sounded like your work. Actually, I kind of wish you'd share that with the class more often, that cleverness. Group participation aside, everyone could benefit from hearing that bright mind of yours. Just saying. Oh, hey, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to embarrass you. I try not to be so direct with the shy guys. But I think I needed to say it, so you could hear how smart you are. But I can stop if it's making you uncomfortable. Well, I can tell. When you're uncomfortable, I mean. You're always looking down. Like today, I thought you were being respectful after my little wardrobe malfunction. Your male classmates took the opportunity to see what bra I wore. Of course, it had to be the mesh one today. But you found my blouse button on the floor. That was so sweet. I was thinking about it afterwards, though, and I realised something. Even when I'm not absent-mindedly lecturing with my breasts out, you're always looking down. I don't think you were just being respectful, waiting for me to staple my blouse back together. I think you might be fascinated by something on the ground. Something at my feet. Even now, as I'm talking to you, you keep glancing down. Is it my leather boots? To be honest, they are a little much, especially for class. I never realised how much I pace while I lecture, but these 5-inch heels are reminding me. You don't mind if I take them off, do you? Oh, God, that feels good. I do love wearing stilettos, but man, there's a price. Oh, I wish I could get under the arches with my thumbs. Right where the tendon meets the heel. Oh, that would feel so nice. You wouldn't, would you? You would. Oh, don't tell anyone I said so, but this is why you're my favourite. Oh no, don't get up. I can come to you, it's the least I can do. Here. It's not too weird if I put my foot in your chair, is it? Just move your legs aside a little bit and I'll just scooch my foot up. There. Just treat my leg like you're driving with a coffee mug between your legs. Now, You see where I was trying to rub? On the inside arch where... Oh, fuck yes. Did I already say you're brilliant? Oh, yeah. Oh, don't worry about my stockings. I have a million. Oh, fuck. Just dig in with your thumbs. Yeah. Ah, like that. Just like that. Oh, oh, that feels so good. Oh, oh, yes. 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 Ah, when doctors are this good with their fingers, they say they have smart hands, you know? My feet are always sore after a lecture, so it's probably not just the boots. Maybe it's because I do that little heel turn while I'm at the board. You know what I'm talking about. I take like a power stance, feet wide, hand on hip while I'm reading. It's to give me confidence. But that little heel turn I do, like I'm grinding something underneath my foot. I wonder if that's what's making my arches so sore. Maybe you should try a power stance sometime. It might make you more assertive. Although, I hope you don't take this the wrong way, but for some reason, you in a power stance just sounds wrong to me. Like, with how polite you are and the way you hunch your shoulders. It makes me want to comfort you. Ah, yeah, keep rubbing. And at the same time, I don't know. It makes me maybe want to stand over you. Control you in some way. Is that odd? Oh, oh my God, you found it. You found it. You found it. You found the knot. Yeah. So, what would be the opposite of you striking a power pose? Being dutiful, respectful. Ha ha! I've got it. Submissive. Is it intentional? Do you act submissive on purpose? Like, does it just come out of you? Would you like to try it? Do you want to try acting submissive with me? Well, lots of students practice getting into a power pose before they give a presentation. When we're together, if it makes you more comfortable, we could practice the opposite. We could practice a submissive pose. Do you want to try being submissive with your teacher? Yeah? Okay then. So, first things first. Throughout history, being submissive usually means being on one's knees, right? So go ahead, on your knees. You're looking down again. Do you need a little guidance to get over the awkwardness? Here, I'll cup the back of your neck and guide you out of your seat. There we are. Good boy. And perfect. See? This lets us both practice. Here I am, in my power pose, hand on my hip, looking down on you. And you get to practice kneeling at my feet. Does it feel like you're powerless? Like you're being cared for? That's what I'm here for. To support you. Not just academically, but emotionally. And you look like you really need this too. The way you're nuzzling your head against my wrist while I rub your neck. Yes. Yes. There's something else that seems to need our attention too. That little bulge down there. Is that from our little foot rub? It's really nothing to be ashamed of. I like it. I told you I'm here to support your needs, right? Is that a need you'd like me to help with too? Yeah? Okay. Lay back. Don't look shocked. Just lay back on the floor. Show your belly, like a puppy. Now, your teacher is going to play this cock like a flute. But first, I'm going to rest my knees in your armpits. And lay down the length of your body, facing towards your legs. That way, you can lick and suck my toes through these shiny stockings. While I stretch my lips around this gorgeous cock of yours. When you moan, I want you to do it around my toes. Got it? Good boy. I want to feel your tongue circle around each toe before you move on to the next. Don't mind me. Pressing my heels against your cheeks while you lick and worship my feet. How long have you been doing this in your head? Worshipping your teacher's feet in your imagination. While you watch me pace the classroom. Well, now's your chance. Yeah, show me how, oh obedient you can be. Oh, fuck! That feels so good. Oh, if I cut my feet together, I want you to lick up and down the middle of my arches. Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. Oh, fuck, yes. Treat my heels like a little foot pussy. Lick it. Fuck yes, lick it like you're eating me out. I'll even press my feet to your face while I make this cock jump in my mouth. Wait. Wait, I can feel your cock twitching against my tongue. You're getting close, aren't you? Okay. Oh, not like this. I want you to come, but not like this. Not for our first time. Why? Well, I want you in a position that engenders trust. A more nurturing position. Something that lets you indulge that naturally submissive nature of yours. Now, kneel. And press that throbbing cock of yours against my ankles. That's right. Good boy. Oh, I love feeling you hard and wet and pulsing against my leg like this. Oh, I want you to use all that sticky pre-cum to mark my ankle. Stamp it with your cum. Good. Good boy. Good boy. Now, I'm going to cradle your head against my hip and run my fingers through your hair very softly. Very gently. And while I do that, I need you to come for your teacher. That's right. Oh, stroke it for me. Yeah, but keep your cock against my ankles and feet. I want to feel how hot and wet I make you while I keep you secure against me. Like there's nothing in the world beyond my voice. My tenderness for you. Oh, this bond we share. If you want, you can grab the back of my thighs or ass with your free hand. Don't be gentle. Grab me. Fill your hand with my curves. Yeah, keep stroking it. Stroking it. Get that hot, sticky cum on my toes. Every time I feel your cock twitch against my feet, it makes me more turned on. Yeah, I love it. I love it, so keep going. That's right. Keep going. Keep going. Good boy. Good boy. There. Almost there. I can feel you getting close. Twitching. Yes. Stroking faster. Yes. Almost there. Feel the weight of my arm around the back of your neck. Feel the warmth of my body pressed up against you, solid and strong, holding you up. Yes, jerk yourself onto my petite little ankles and feet. Good boy, you're so bright. Oh, I can feel it starting. I can feel it twitching. Are you ready to come for me? Yes, keep going, keep stroking yourself. Feel my soft pantyhose against that sensitive cock head. Yes, afterwards, once you've shot your load on your teacher, I'll let you admire how shiny and wet they look. How pretty my stockinged feet are after they've been licked and sprayed. Do you want to see that? Do you want to see my cummy toes? Yes, then do it for me. This is it. Come for me. Come on my feet, on my stockings while I hold you. Do it. Come for me. I need you to come on me. Coat me. Cover me. Make me shiny. Yes, good boy. Good boy. Good boy, yes. Make my toes all cummy and sticky, good boy. Oh, that's so much. It's so much. Oh. It's so hot. Dripping down my feet. Oh, yes, keep going. I want it all. Your teacher needs every drop. Good boy. Now, are you okay? Good boy. Could you do me a favour, sweetheart? Could you hand me my sexy leather boots? Why? That way, I can slip my feet into my boots before any of your cum drips off. There. Perfect. When I go to the faculty meeting later, nobody will know my feet are coated in your cum under the leather. Now, I need to know you'll come to me whenever you have submissive urges, okay? You're my brightest, most gifted student. It's okay to be submissive too, especially around me. How about this? I'll give you a little signal if I see you being shy in class. If I do my little heel turn in your direction. That's your mistress signalling that you should speak up, that you should show everyone how smart you are. Do that, and you'll get a reward later. Another session after class with your dommy teacher. Got it? Good boy.